What's up, everybody? Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. You know, life can feel like a constant tug of war sometimes, especially when it comes to work. We're constantly bombarded with emails, deadlines, meetings, and people needing our attention. It's easy to get pulled in a million directions and lose sight of what truly matters. That's why today we're diving into something super important: creating healthy boundaries in the workplace. Ever feel like you're always on? Like your work bleeds into your personal life, and vice versa. You know that feeling when you're trying to relax on a weekend, but your mind keeps circling back to that project report? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for our well-being and ultimately, our success. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build those strong, healthy boundaries at work. First off, clarify your priorities. Think about what's truly important to you both personally and professionally. What values do you want to uphold? What kind of work-life balance are you aiming for? Once you have a clear picture of your priorities, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with them. Think of it like this: your time is precious, so invest it wisely in the things that truly matter. Number 2, communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to let people know your boundaries. This might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Use I statements to express your needs, like I need some time to wrap up this project before I can take on anything new, or I'm unavailable after 6 p.m. on weekdays. Remember, you have the right to protect your time and energy. Thirdly, learn to say no gracefully. This is a game changer. Saying no doesn't mean you're being rude or uncooperative, it means you're prioritizing your well-being and focusing on what you can realistically handle. Practice saying no politely but firmly. You could say something like, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I am already fully committed right now." Fourthly, schedule time for yourself. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, block out time in your calendar for activities that recharge you, whether it's exercise, meditation, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a break to read a book. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And finally, be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to establishing boundaries. Don't let people walk all over your limits just because they ask nicely. Stand your ground and remind yourself that you deserve to be treated with respect. Imagine this. You're working on a big project, the deadline is looming, and suddenly your boss asks you to take on an entirely new task. Your brain might immediately go into overdrive, stress levels spike, you start feeling overwhelmed, and you question if you can possibly manage it all. But remember those boundaries we talked about. This is where they come in handy. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the request, and then calmly explain your current workload and deadlines. You could say something like, "I understand this is important, but I'm currently fully committed to finishing project name by deadline. Would it be possible to discuss this further after date? Okay." By communicating clearly and assertively, you've protected your time and managed expectations without burning bridges. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you create those healthy boundaries at work. Clarify your priorities, communicate clearly, say no gracefully, schedule time for yourself, and be consistent. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or difficult, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self, both at work and in life. Keep those boundaries strong, keep that stoic spirit alive, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boundary-boosting inspiration. And as always, leave a review if you enjoyed the show, it helps us reach more people like you. Catch you on the next episode of the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.